This is Passport to Texas. If you think fishing is a warm weather endeavor for the daytime hours, think again. Kelly Parker and his son Co take to Christmas Bay in the dark of night in fall and winter months to flounder, as in fishing for flounder.
It's nice and cool, not worried about a sunburn, so it's relaxing. You aren't working up a sweat. It's just very enjoyable, very peaceful.
The Parkers wade into the bay armed with a gig and shining a light on the water. A gig is a pole fitted with a multi-pronged spear for impaling the fish. Gigging is a legal means of harvesting flounder between December 1st and 14th. The bag limit is 2 fish per day.
Hurry, hurry, hurry before it goes. The cloud's going to get over it. Go. Yeah, there you go.
That actually looks like a gulf flounder.
I knew there was one hiding out here somewhere.
Yeah, they're very hard to find, and a lot of people first time gigging ask what they're looking for, and literally you're looking for what we call the imprint. It's the outline of the flounder, so it looks like a football with a tail. It's how I kind of describe it to new people that are coming out to the sport.
This flatfish is skilled at laying low and blending with its surroundings. Sometimes they're closer than you think.
Oh, shoot.
Stepped on him.
Stepped on him. I missed him. Let me see if I can find another one real quick. I saw a few over here.
Watch your step and find fishing information on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. The Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.